Here is Chuck Lilligren from the Hutch Cafe in Hutchinson.
Okay, Jim, thank you. We're here with the Pioneer Spotlight, brought to you by Pioneer, producers of Pioneer brand seed corn, soybeans, sorghum, alfalfa, and silage inoculant, and those wonderful folks, your local Pioneer sales. We've got Ron Covista, who is district sales manager. Coincidentally, Ron is from Hutchinson. How you doing, Ron?
Just fine, Chuck.
We were talking about getting out in the fields here with a lot of the people earlier today, and I know you've been around checking what your report is on the status of the harvest.
Well, it was mentioned a little bit this morning, Chuck, on your program here in Hutchinson, that there's corn standing out in the fields yet. I find that in the area that I cover in Wright County and Candy Ojai County and Meeker County, there's much more corn to be harvested than we're finding right around the Hutchinson area.
Would you say about 70% of the corn's in?
Yes, I would say 70 to 75% has been harvested, and there are still some places where there's beans standing out in the field that got hit with that first snowstorm, and it's a real concern to those farmers if they're going to get those out or not.
That's going to be beans even more so than corn, but it's
definitely
tough enough on corn. One of the things that we're worried about here, as Mr. Lutzen's told me, his dad used to say, if you don't get it fall plowed, you're looking at half a crop in some of the soil around here. And this, of course, is the late harvest going to hurt that. We've seen people out plowing last night at 10:30 at night. And
yes.
They say better a poor job of plowing in the fall than a good one in the spring. Is that your understanding of it?
I think that's true on some of the soil types throughout the state of Minnesota, Chuck. Whether it be fall plowing or chisel plowing, naturally we like to get as much of the fall tillage as done as we can. And it is a problem because it delays us next spring if we can't get some of that work done. So I know farmers are going to stay out there all hours of the night if it freezes up enough so that they can plow.
We talked about some of the government programs earlier today as it pertained to dairy, and there is a program going on that we think is going to be the only thing that's going to help the grain farmers. Actually, that's the government program to sign up. And it sounds strange for a seed corn company to be advocating that, but I believe that's Pioneer stand, isn't it?
Well, I think, Chuck, that's right. We know that we've got just an abundance of grain on hand, and especially corn in the United States. Crops have been very good the last years. Our exports have not been as great as we'd all like to see, and I think farmers are going to have to help themselves this coming year with the farm program that is available to them. I know many people in this particular area have been signing up already this fall and receiving that half payment at sign-up time. And I'm sure as harvest winds down and people start making plans for next year, they're going to look at that option. And I guess we're looking for a fairly large sign-up, and especially in Minnesota and this part of the state.
And you're advocating that?
Well, I think so, Chuck. I think a farmer has to look at all of his options, and naturally maybe a dairy farmer who is feeding all of his grain is going to be more hesitant to sign up in the program, but there may be some options there for him to look at. Example, he might be able to go in the program and be better, just as well off going and buying some of that corn from someone else that's producing it, buying it wet.
You know, Ron, with the kind of year we've had, it sure makes a lot of difference. Now we'll get the commercial part of the program. When you got stock quality,
oh, that's
a Pioneer head.
That's most certainly true, Chuck. It was true last year, and we're seeing a very similar thing this year, that stock quality of our Pioneer hybrids like 3732 and 3747, 3906 are holding up very well under these adverse conditions. And, it's frustrating enough to be out harvesting when there's snow on the ground and it's cold and windy, but it's even worse if the stalks are broke and you're losing some before you can get to it.
Boy, and you were saying some of that was back in August, some of that wind and rain.
That's right. There in the middle of August, we had a couple of big rain and wind storms in part of the state, and it certainly leaned over a lot of the corn then. And there's no question that corn got hurt at that time. The braceworks weren't out on those hybrids yet, and it happened to various hybrids, and it's something that... At that given stage of growth, it's going to happen again if it hits at that same stage.
Well, it just goes to show it isn't only the government the farmers got to worry about.
That's for sure.
It's the weather and conditions. Ron, I want to take time here to thank you because you were instrumental in getting this set up here and getting us here to Hutchinson for our Farm City Days broadcast. Ron called me several months ago and asked about the chance of us coming out, and we just kind of got together, and you did a great job. You've got some fine people to work with here.
Thank you, Chuck. That's right. I certainly didn't do it all by myself. I had a great help on the Ag Business Committee and the Chamber of Commerce. And again, I'd like to just thank you and Roger and WCCO for coming out and helping us celebrate Farm City.